Find the sweet relief.
Find the sweet relief.
Kneeling there in deep contrition.
Kneeling there in deep contrition.
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
For us, one of the articles of faith.
The way of salvation. We believe that the scriptures teach that the salvation of sinners through the mediatorial office the Son of God of the Father freely took upon him our nature, yet without sin, honored the divine law, by his death made a full atonement for his sins. He is now a uniting in his with divine perfection. He is in every way qualified to be an all-sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be not dismayed. Whatever be kind,
God will
take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you.
Thank you, Lord. Our sick list, we actually know it by heart. Our mother, the mothers of the church, our family members, those that we know that sick, those that we know need Jesus in their life. It's not far from my family also. So I'm not just here for form or fashion, but just because God woke me up this morning. And he woke you up, and you thought it not robbery to come out and join us to lift his name up out in the open. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We praise you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, and all that you're going to do.
Yeah.
We know, Lord, your word declares that we are victorious if we endure this life.
My God.
And hold on to you.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, to give us the courage to stand on your word.
Please, God.
To do the things that are pleasing in thy sight,
yes, Lord.
To forgive those that trespass against us, Lord, as you have forgiven us.
Yes.
We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've done. We ask you to bless those that are sick, Lord, and shed in.
Yes.
You know all about each situation. You're the master healer, and you know when it's time.
Yes.
We ask you to bless those that are around them, Lord, that surround them, that they might see the miracles that you perform in their lives also.
Yes.
We love you and we praise you and we thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We ask you, O Lord, to bless our family members that don't know you in the pardon of their sin that they
find
it before it's too late.
Yes.
We ask you, O Lord, to bind us together with cords of love to do the things that are pleasing in thy sight. We ask you, O Lord, to bless those that are elected officials and appointed officials they might seek to do thy will.
Please, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We ask you, O Lord, these things in all things. We ask you to bless our pastor, O Lord,
please,
that he delivers your word. That our ears, O Lord, might receive.
And
our heart, O Lord, understand. That when we depart from this place, Lord, that we have a message to carry. For those that don't know you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Lord, that we understand that Jesus never turned anybody away.
My God.
And it's up to us We're your hands and your feet here on earth. We love you and we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Deacon. It's amazing. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. I thought about what I would say out here on this opening of the our fellowshipping, and kind of this is a reshifting time for churches. Summer is basically fading away, and we go into the fall of the year. As a matter of fact, our Bible study starts the second Wednesday of September. So things change. We're in that change season. And there are signs of changes in the lives of people that God allowed. And I want to share with you a little bit about, he showed me a change in the life of a deacon in the church. A deacon named Stephen.
Come on.
In the Bible.
Come on.
He was, when I start talking about him, I'm getting chills already. Because he was some powerful deacon. And I'm so glad that he was a deacon. Because the thing of it is the deacon is next in and through the people. The deacons are pulled from the congregation. Bible said, find a man of good report, full of the Holy Ghost, and select him. Lay hands upon him. That's what the Bible says. So he is out of the congregation and a selection. Whereas the minister is called by God.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Two different things there. And so I when I look at Stephen and his life, you can relate to this life in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he says about it. The Bible says Stephen is full of faith. Now let me, in case somebody doesn't have a Bible, we're in Acts, the 6th chapter. And
you got a phone, you got a Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Acts, the 6th chapter. Let's start at verse 7. 6:7 in Acts. It says, here's what happened. Stephen was the chosen one. All the other men of God, the leaders around there, and we already had the pulling of the all of the apostles. They were already in their place. But here is Stephen, a deacon, and the Bible says, here's what happened. When they chose these apostles, these are deacons. It says, and the word of God increased.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
The deacons were chosen, and the word of God increased. Not the minister, but the deacon. So, a deacon is a congregation person. You are, in your own way, a minister of the gospel, in your own way. You have been chosen by God to be called for the hour that you're in right now. You're not by circumstance at Solid Rock. You're not by chance at Solid Rock. You are by the pulling of the Holy Spirit on your life as to why you're here now. God calls his people. So when he called the deacons, it says the word of God increased. And the number of disciples multiplied. People began to come because of the membership of the leading of the deacons. Look here. This is where you are from. So we're all responsible for this calling, being placed in this position to be men and women who are trying to bring others to Christ so that it might multiply. Look what else it says. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Even the priests changed because of the deacons. You hear what I'm saying? That, in other words, in the church, your family changes because of you.
You are an impact in your family, whether you recognize it or not.
Amen.
You're placed there because God said, I needed somebody in A, B, C, D, E family. And I put you there. You are the deacon in your church, in your family, at your home. Whether you're a deacon at the church or not, you are a deacon in your home.
Amen.
You are leading your family because you are placed there by God. It's not by circumstances. It's by the appointment of God.
My God.
So here's what happened to Stephen. The Bible says Stephen was full of faith
and
power.
Come on.
And did great wonders. He was full of faith.
Yes.
Since, so in other words, the reason why this change was happening to the people because of Stephen's faith.
Mm.
And the other who were appointed beside him.
Seven.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Total seven.
So he had this teamwork that God had in the men of God to let things work to the glory of God. And the Bible says, and miracles among the people. This was Stephen.
Yes.
You bring miracles in your own family. When you see your children out of line and you correct them and put them in the right path, you're bringing a miracle. You're working on them. You're doing this. Even not just in your own immediate family, but even in your extended family, you are a miracle worker. Each one of you, I know something about your life. I know something about it. And what I know is I've seen the miracles that you performed in your family. I seen how Sister Karen was so involved in her daughter, and her daughter had the seizures. And she was working on that thing and trying to find all kinds of help for it and manage things. I seen it when Melvin and his family was going through the stuff and they were making it work. I seen it in my own family. I seen it in Nair and Trina's family. Somebody working to make things better to help one another. That's what we were seeing. So in the Parker family. I see it in the Bell family now constantly. Somebody's working in the family to make it right. I seen it in just about every family here. McPherson family and all these families. I've seen it in every family. God making ways and using the people, particularly to help the family to become more in situations and getting through problems. I've seen it. So don't you know that God, the same God that helped Stephen to be who Stephen was, is the same God that's helping you in your situation.
Amen.
I'm so glad that he is a God who's in charge at all time. I'm so glad that he knows all about our problems. Just the Karen, Sister Parker's Karen that's in the hospital right now. We're praying for. God knows all about it. God makes it work. He brings it. But the family encourages one another that they might be strong that's going through the trials and tribulations. That's our position in our family. Stephen was that in the church family. The Bible says that some evil people came against Stephen. But here's what he said. They came against him. But the Bible says, but they were not able to resist the wisdom and by the spirit by which he spoke. They came against him, but they couldn't do nothing with it because he came with the truth. That's why wickedness cannot come against you and be successful if you're calling on that name of Jesus. He can try his best, but he will fall down every time because of who you believe in and who you're trusting in. And that's Jesus and him crucified. And it's nice to know that.
Oh, yes.
That God has us in the palm of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
That every teardrop you make, he knows how to wipe it away.
He knows about it.
Every pain in your heart and every mind confusion, God is able to straighten it out. I'm so glad about that. Stephen understood that and had that in place. Okay. The Bible says, and then they suborned men. In other words, they found people to undercut Stephen. So in other words, the devil will try every way he can to minimize what you're doing. He's going to come at you in ways that you just have never imagined. But they suborned him, but they were unsuccessful. Because the Bible says in truth, that Stephen actually went to be with the Lord. He was just a man of God. Just like you are a man and a woman of God. You are called. You have been placed. And so the Bible clearly tells us to work. Work on your soul's salvation. Work on it. Be mindful. Trying to do the best you can about your own situation. So that you can be effective in somebody else's situation. Just think about it. If we are not trying to be the best that we are in where we in what we're in, how can we be impactful in the rest of our family situation? Very difficult.
Come on. Limited.
We have to be the best that we can be. And then God will take that and multiply it and increase it that we can be more. That's what God does. I'm so glad that his love has no limits. I'm so glad that his love
has
no
limits. That's a good feeling, Pastor.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's just, he's able to do all things exceedingly and above.
God is all.
That's the thing. Yes.
He's able to do that. I got a call 2 days ago from Sister Anita, and I missed the call, and then I guess she worried her husband so much that he called me. And she called me, and Sister Anita wanted to put some curtains up in the church.
That's who done.
And she did it, and they are beautiful.
That's who did it.
They are.
It looked good. It looked good. Now
when
I know.
When you come into the sanctuary, it's a dominating thing in there.
Amen.
That was a wonderful ideal. Yeah. All these years, that was not in the... God said that was a time and a season.
Yeah.
And we're so thankful
now
for it.
I know.
I seen it this morning. I was there.
Yeah. And that's something.
Yeah. I said, something is wrong. I walked through there. Yeah. I was going to the kitchen.
Well, when she told me about it, I thought it'd be a little thing across the top, and that would be it.
Mm-mm.
This thing is something.
You saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
This thing is something.
I got it right here.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
You know, I noticed things.
Yeah.
I was going to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
We were blaming you, Pastor.
I know. Well, you know what?
They said they didn't do it.
I'm not a curtain man, but boy, that had impact. I'm telling you. So we thank God for her contribution.
Yes,
sir. So you'll notice it when you walk in the sanctuary. You'll notice it.
When you go in there, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. And when I stopped, I said, somebody been here.
Yes, sir.
And she did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
You'll see it next week.
But I saw it first. Yeah. I saw it first for a second, so and I was happy. I was elated. Amen.
I'm gonna
stop.
Yeah, now listen here, and I'm about ready to close. I don't know what time it is. It's gonna be a short. This is what they call a short service, you know. And it says this here. And he commanded us to preach, verse 42, unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and the dead. That's all about Jesus. Jesus has made us to be able to preach. You might not be a preacher, Paul, but your word. You can preach to somebody, teach somebody, tell somebody, give that word to them about how to live for the Lord and how to be a Christian for God, the best that you can be. That's what God wants. God wants. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's battles in your life going. Thank God you don't have the battles of our ex-president. Thank God you don't have those battles. Because see, he battles being truthful. He fights being truthful. That's his big battle. The man is a liar and he fights. So, thank God you don't have that. But your battles are different places, different ways. And God has you. And it covers you. And I'm so thankful. Let's give God a hand, praise church. I'm going to ask Brother Marshall to bless the food and close us out. What's that? Oh, yeah. If you have any offering, you can put it in the plate if you have it.
Here we go.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, do what you want to do. As long as you want to have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Fill my home, Lord. Have your way. What you want to do.
Let him sing a song, and then you can open us up with prayer.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
We're gonna bless the. No, let him bless. He'll bless it all. He'll bless it at the same time. But this time we're gonna ask Deacon Jackson to lead us in a song, selection. He's gonna come with a selection, Deacon Jackson. Then we'll have the benediction.
All right, Deacon.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thank God, church.
Yes, man.
It is funny. The name of the Lord is made. You're not the only person that's going to pray.
Oh, we got singing.
Oh, you saw this. Yeah. Anybody coming out of church and do something that ain't not been done.
We see it.
Thank God for that spirit.
I have never reach perfection, but I've tried. Sometimes I've lost connection, but I've tried. Oh Lord, sometimes I'm up. And sometimes I'm down, almost level
to the ground. Like the tempest of the sea, Lord, I've tried. I have never reached perfection. And Lord, I've tried. Oh, Lord, I've tried. Sometimes I've lost connection, but I've tried. Oh, Lord, I've tried.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm wrong, hoping and praying to be strong, like the tempest of the sea. Lord, I've tried. I've tried, Lord. I've tried, Lord. Oh, yes, I've tried. I want to be everything you want me to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what she was doing the other day. That's what she was doing the other day.
That's the food. That's the offering. And get our benediction.
We certainly want to thank God for everybody that was able to make it out today and participate in this outdoor service.
Amen.
And it's nice to be able to get outside the walls every now and then and know that the walls cannot contain our God, that He goes everywhere that we go. And it isn't nice to know that God has created a change in us at the pastor priest, that has brought us to a place where we could be that light in our own families, in our own homes, in our own communities, in the workplace, in the supermarket we visit. Everywhere we go, we carry light in us. And that's a grave responsibility. I can tell you how many times I've wondered to God why He would take the perfect message of the gospel and put it into broken vessels like us to carry it out and share with other broken vessels, and knowing that that's going to produce some good fruit.
Something.
He's amazing in what He does. Yes. And I thank God for how He just selects us and blesses us so much. Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that message. What was the time for your message? This message is going to go online. I'll record the title for it. All right. That sounds good. All right, I've been asked to bless the food, bless the offering. Let's do the offering first. Praise God Almighty, we want to thank You for the gifts that have been given. Lord, we know that we can't beat You giving, but God, we're giving to
thank you
out of our hearts. And we ask, Lord, that because we haven't given grudgingly, that You would receive and respect the gift that's been laid before You. Ask You would direct it in this purpose, God, that it would manifest itself in the lives of others, that they might benefit from this fruit, O God. We love You, and we love You in the fact that we can give, that You have presented to us enough in our own possessions that we can share with others. Thank You, God, for that. Lord, we also ask that You would bless the food that has been prepared for those that volunteered and bought dishes and so forth, God. And we're just so grateful how we're able to break bread together and enjoy one another's company. Oh, God, help this event be something that etches deep in our hearts of the memory that reminds us how light can come together and illuminate a whole park, oh God, as we have been in Your presence. We thank You for that, Lord. Cause this food to be nourishment and comfort to our bodies in the precious name of Jesus. Now unto Him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before His glory, and to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. That all the saints say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Would you give God some glory? Now, will somebody instruct us what to do with the food? Because Pastor,
that's Deacon.
I think I hear his stomach over here.
Deacon.